This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Brexit becomes a reality as Britain leaves Europe's customs union and single market, ending nearly half a century of ties with its closest neighbors. Spain has reached a deal with Britain to preserve freedom of movement across its border with Gibraltar just hours before the Brexit deadline expires. And European students are facing up to dashed dreams of studying in Britain after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced he was taking the country out of the Erasmus program, severing yet another link with the continent. In China, that country has granted conditional market approval to Sinopharm vaccine with a reported 79% efficacy rate against COVID-19, health authorities say. It's a major stride towards inoculating the world's largest population. Hong Kong pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai is ordered back to jail as the city's highest court grants prosecutors an appeal against his bail. At least 26 residents of a Belgian retirement home have died since a visit by a volunteer dressed as Santa Claus, who has since tested positive for COVID-19. Tokyo reports over 1,300 new coronavirus infections, a daily record, as officials warn that a state of emergency might be needed to tackle spiking cases. The Italian government has described as unacceptable a decision by Egypt's public prosecutor to clear five police officers over the murder of an Italian student. And the UN voices outrage at the execution of a man in Iran who was only 16 when he committed his alleged crime. This is VOA News. Scientists say there is reason for concern, but not alarm, about new variants of the coronavirus. The strain that has been spreading in England is now in the United States. California has announced the second U.S. confirmed case of the new and apparently more contagious variant of the virus. Meanwhile, officials in Colorado said the first person discovered to have the variant in the U.S. was a Colorado National Guardsman who had been sent to help out at a nursing home struggling with an outbreak. A second Guard member who also worked in the nursing home is also suspected of having the variant. Scientists say the new variant does not seem to cause more serious COVID-19 illness than previous versions of the virus. They also expect that current vaccines will work against it. British officials reiterated that there is no data suggesting the new variant hurts the effectiveness of the available vaccines. Azerbaijan said Thursday it started gas deliveries to Europe from the Shah Deniz field in the Caspian Sea. It's part of a project aimed at reducing European dependence on Russian supplies. The Shah Deniz Consortium, led by British oil giant BP, said in a statement that gas from the field had arrived via the newly completed Southern Gas Corridor. It's a pipeline system which stretches 3,500 kilometers from Azerbaijan to Europe. Azerbaijan's state oil company said in a statement that, for the first time in history, Azerbaijan's natural gas reached the European market through a direct pipeline, adding that the country's gas has already arrived in Italy. The giant Shah Deniz field off the coast of energy-rich Azerbaijan was discovered in 1999 and was estimated by BP to hold about 1 trillion cubic meters of natural gas. The European Union has been heavily reliant on energy supplies from Russia, and some countries within the bloc have called for diversifying supplies to reduce Moscow's role. U.S. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has pledged to challenge Democrat President-elect Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes to officially tally the electoral votes, alleging some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. Hawley's objection could trigger hours of debate in the Senate, but should not overturn the results. Congress is due to make the Electoral College tally official on January 6th in what is largely a ceremonial session. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.